Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. We got a lot of stuff on the plate tonight. We're gonna go in a lot of directions. First thing I'm gonna touch on, and it's something that, admittedly, I don't talk about that much. Some people might even say I don't talk about it enough. I should be talking about it more. I want to talk a little bit about all the protests going on around the world. Just a little bit here and there. The reason I don't talk about it that much, guys, is, well, you know, we all know some of the things that we think need to be done, such as ending the Fed and, more banking regulations in this country. And, you know, things like that where everything's not so geared towards the bankers and everything's against the middle class. But so much of the protest is just, it's absolute much to do about nothing. And, you know, so much of it's unorganized. So much of it is organized and controlled. I just feel there's a lot of other things to be talking about that, you know, that's why I don't usually spend too much time on it. I don't just try to talk about just 9/11 and I try and talk about, you know, a lot of different things on here. We're going to spend a little bit of time on the protest today because a few reasons. One of them being, well, you know, for you guys that listened to a few of the other episodes, I talked a little bit about the truth movement, okay? And, you know, some of you might not have even realized this yet, but the truth movement has been set up to suppress the truth, okay? And, you know, when you start to realize that, you start to look at different associations between people, okay? Now, we've spent a good amount of time talking about specific people within the movement. Now, I'm just going to make, you know, a couple of broad general statements now. And that's, you know, when you start to to pick apart these people and realize that they've been lying to you this whole time and they haven't been on your side, you got to kind of look at who they are associated with. And although, you know, you can't just say somebody is guilty by association, that it's not fair, that's just a stereotype, you do have to look, okay? Now, about 2 months ago for me is when I first started coming into, like, all the Hollow Towers information and the information about how, you know, much of 9/11, and I would later find out all of it, is, you know, a scripted and staged event, much like a Hollywood production with actors and, you know, screenwriters and, you know, B-roll film shot and special effects and stage props and the whole nine yards. So, you know, I hate when I kind of go a little bit too far down one way and I lose my train of thought. What I was trying to say is, you know, so when I started to, you know, get that information and then I started to reassess certain opinions by people in the alternative media, and I started to realize what their true agenda was, and their true agenda was to hide this new information that I was coming upon and to keep anybody away from going down that road. You know, you start to wonder about the people they're associated with, like the platforms that give them airtime and so forth. You know, to make a long story short, RT, Russia Today, is the platform I'm talking about right now. Now, when I first woke up, as some people would call it, okay, you know, YouTube was a very big part of it, as I'm sure it was for a lot of you. You guys all know the gold mine of information and, unfortunately, disinformation that's on YouTube, correct? Well, you know, RT quickly became, you know, one of my favorite sources for news, okay? Being a researcher, I don't just get it off one person, okay? I didn't just get it off one site. I would get it off, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 sources. I mean, you know, really, triple checking everything, making sure everything checks out. But, you know, you start to see some of the people that are on there, okay? So first it's, you know, it's Alex Jones, and he's one of the first people that I became aware of was he's really spearheading this whole deception by the truth movement. You know, but then to move on to other people, I mean, they have other people on there all the time, like Luke Radowski. I mean, not just a regular, I think he's employed by them, isn't he? I mean, he's on there all the time. Charlie Veach, okay? For those of you that don't know, Charlie Veach has, he's totally flipped on 9/11 truth. He's totally said it's exactly what the government said. He spent a weekend with the BBC, supposedly, and they showed him some things, and now he's totally flipped on everybody. And he basically mocks everybody, and he was unknowingly recorded in a Skype conversation where he admitted being paid $50,000 to basically lead the truth movement into the ground. Not that, you know, I think he thinks he's a little bigger than he really is. But anyways, these guys all get plenty of airtime on RT. So I start to wonder about RT, you know? But I would still follow it because, I mean, there's not really too many places where you get a bunch of news at once. So anyways, you know, to get where I'm getting at now with the whole Occupy thing, guys, and I touched a little on this the other day, this whole Occupy thing, I mean, has really made me realize what I feared. Now, when I first woke up to this whole truth movement thing about 2 months ago, all right, you know, I told a couple of good friends of mine about it, right? And the first thing one of them said when I started to tell him about, you know, a couple of the characters I mentioned earlier, he said, well, what about RT then? Because I had just showed him RT maybe a month or two before that, and how great it was. Well, I was like, I don't know, man. We're gonna have to see. You know, you can't automatically say just because they're associated with them, but you know, because they could be fooled too. But you know, are we naive to think that? And yeah, we would be naive to think that, okay? And this whole Occupy thing has really made me notice. And you know what's made me notice? And you guys can go see for yourself. Go over there and look. For those of you out there that do a lot of researching, or you know, you don't even have to be a full-time researcher to dig this up. I mean, really, I mean, we all know how many controlled groups and things of that ilk are at this Occupy movement, and none of that is being mentioned on RT. Now, they're supposed to be this big, huge alternative news network, and it's not like they're not covering the protests. Actually, all you see is the protests, story after story after story. And you know what you see, though, guys? In every story? Every story is just about the police beating up the protesters and the police state and people getting hit with rubber bullets and people getting maced and people getting nets thrown them and all this nonsense. And all it is, guys, you got to really step back and see it for what it is. All it is hyping up the fear factor. That's what it's there for. They are there. So when you're watching the mainstream news and, you know, mainstream outlets for information and you don't really have a clue what's going on yet, right? You're basically in their mental box. You are. It's this big invisible box, but you're in it, okay? You are in it. You don't really hear what goes on outside of it. You have to break through it in order to hear those things and to see those things. Otherwise, you just see what they put inside that box for you, right? Well, the funny thing is, guys, when you break out of that box and you think you're free and you're getting all this information, you're really just inside a bigger box. And that bigger box is like the alternative media. And I'm not saying the alternative media is bigger than the mainstream, but I'm saying in a sense that it's another box that's wrapped around the first one. So when you break out and you think you're free, you're getting another set of controlled information, guys. You are. They know, it sounds crazy. Why would they give us all this stuff they don't want us to know? They already know you're looking for it, though, okay? So they're going to give it to you before you're going to get it somewhere else, right? Think about it. If they know you're already digging and you're going to find out about GMO food, let's say. And I just throwing it for an example. I don't even know their angle on it, actually. It might be a bad example. Let's just say for a topic, okay? And, you know, you're going to go study and find out all this horrible stuff about it and how the FDA doesn't, you know, require testing and all this and that. Well, you know, let's cover it in RT real quick. Make RT all dressed up nice and pretty so people come across it. They see it all over YouTube. And, you know, let's put some headlines up there where, you know, they know that we got stories that they're not going to get elsewhere. But let's kind of whitewash the information a little bit. Let's mix some truths in with falsehoods. That's what they do. That's what the whole alternative media does. That's what the whole alternative media does, guys. And, I watched a great video yesterday. And, you know, I don't like to sit here and just quote videos and you know, because it's always a lot more than that. There's always, you know, it's never just, you know, watching a video on something or... the alternative media, guys, is owned by the same people that own the mainstream media. Think about it. How can what they do is it's controlled opposition, guys. It's just like the truth movement in a sense. It's they control the opposition, and what they do is they back up their own stories from the other side. Now follow me for a second. How do they do that? Well, the way they do that is let's take September 11th for example, okay? Now, on September 11th, you have the official story, right, with the planes hitting the buildings and the 19 hijackers and Osama bin Laden and that whole deal, right? And then you have the other side, I almost like to call it the second official story, but it's not the official story, so it's the... the truth community story, I don't know, and that would be the one, you know, put forth by Dr. Stephen Jones and others about the controlled demolition, and, you know, but what they both do, guys, is they both end in the 3,000 lives were lost that day, and that's an absolute fraud, okay, and so do you see how, you know, they present it for the people that have that hunger for the other side of the knowledge that think there's something going on? Well, then they give you the story before you get it somewhere else. But you get their story from them. They give you a lot of stuff you want to hear. Oh, explosions. Oh, the explosion pushed us up and elevators were blowing up. This and that and the other thing. But in the long run, right? They still emphasize about the 3,000 people. And they still talk about the airplanes, guys, right? So you see how they back it up from both sides? And that's what the alternative media does as a whole. Okay? That's what they do as a whole. And that's what they're doing with this Occupy thing. Okay? This whole Occupy thing is to get you mad, to get you angry at the police state, okay? To get you angry at the economic situation. And it's supposed to make you pissed off. That's what they want. So they can clamp down on our civil liberties more, okay? They do. That's what they want. And they don't want to show you that they have any involvement in this. So RT is not showing you any of the controlled stuff. So what are they showing you? They're just showing you the police state. They're just showing you the fear. That's all it is. It's all to build up fear. You know why? Because fear controls you. Fear is a very powerful emotion. When you live in fear, you're ready to submit. It's all about submission and fear. Think about what goes on at the airport, right? That's not about protecting you. Do you people out there, anybody that's new that's listening, that's not on board with, you know, a lot of the things I say yet, just because you haven't looked into it, or whatever, or this is your first time hearing any type of information like this. Do you guys really think them grabbing your genitalia at the airport is protecting you? Seriously. Do you really think that's protecting you, or do you think that's meant to degrade you? Just use your head. Don't give the answer that you think you'd hear on TV, or the answer that you think's popular amongst the crowd. What do you really think? I think you know. It's meant to degrade you, to make you feel little, to make you submit to government. It's all over staged events, guys. Imagine that. All of this is all over. This is all of this stuff. You don't even know what to watch on TV now and know what's real and what's fake. I mean, really? You're watching a friggin' protest and you don't even know if it's real. I mean, how far is this thing going? You watch terror attacks. You don't know if they're real. You know, after finding out this stuff about September 11th, you know, I have to reassess everything. How much of this false flag stuff is just Hollywood? Actors, TV cameras. Yeah, it sounds a little crazy, right? No, think about it. Think about it. How crazy is it? It's what Hollywood was set up for. It was set up to do this type of stuff. It was set up as a propaganda machine for the government. That's what it was set up for. It wasn't just set up to make movies. It was set up for things like this. 9/11, the moon landing, the Gifford shooting, the Occupy Wall Street, everything. I don't even know what it's so hard to even know what's real, because you don't even know, you can't trust anybody almost. I mean, the only way you can really get information now, guys, and you can do this, and this is what I got to do. You got to get it from a whole bunch of sources and make sure that, you know, if they're either all saying the same thing, which actually usually isn't even a good sign, but you got to be able to look down every road and put together stuff for yourself, because you can't just turn on any, there's no alternative media that's safe, okay? It's not alternative media anymore. It's just the same thing as the other media. It's just giving you a different type of information. The information is still controlled, okay? For those of you that haven't gone this far down this road yet, you know, really pay attention to what I'm saying here. Don't brush it off. This is for real, man, okay? I know what you might be thinking, because a few months ago, I probably would have been thinking, oh, I get tons of great information off all of them. Why would they tell me all this stuff if they were controlled? That makes no sense. That's what I used to think. You guys don't understand, okay? If I want you to trust me on something big, right? Can I lie to you every day? Are you going to come on here and listen to me lie to you every day? And then when I drop something big on you in a month, you're going to follow me? No, you're either going to laugh when I say that thing in a month, or you're not even going to hear me say that thing in a month, because you're not going to be listening to the stupid show anymore, right? Well, that's how this stuff works, guys. They give you truth on a lot of things that you've never heard anybody say before in the media. This guy's talking about, you know, vaccines being dangerous. This guy's talking about GMOs. This guy's talking about this and that. Ultimately, guys, there's never any solutions, okay? It's always about building the fear up. But the main thing that it is, even more than building the fear up, you know, some people say that's the biggest thing. It's building the trust up, okay? They give you that type of information. You've never heard anybody say it. And they're out there with their fancy YouTube channels and their reporters. Or they're out there with their bullhorns, okay? Or they're out there with their 9/11 inside job t-shirts, okay? You trust these people. You're like, wow, these guys are heroes, right? Listen to what they're saying. Nobody ever says that. They know that. These guys know how to play people, man. They've been doing it since the start of time. Think about it. Think about how when you first woke up, how quickly you came to trust these people that gave you this new information. Let me ask you something, guys. Talking about September 11th. You know, we talk about a lot of things on here regarding it that some of you people might not have ever heard. A lot of you people are maybe members of the forum, or, you know, people that have already, you know, already know Phil or Michael or Larry or me, or, you know, some of the other people affiliated with us, and you already know the story. For those of you that don't, you know, I almost forgot for a second where I was going with this. Yeah, I really did for a second. I apologize, guys. I hate to do that. Oh, here it is, guys. I'm sorry about that. Now, just remember when you first, you know, and I go through a lot of things, and I'm on here for 2 hours, and I'm just talking, and I don't read from a script or anything. It's hard to lose your train of thought for a minute, guys. You know, when you first wake up and you hear these people talking about these things that you've never ever heard before, you know. It's like, wow, you know, you definitely start to trust them, okay? But what these people are really there for is to hide the type of information that we're trying to give you, okay? Well, this information that we're trying to give you, if you haven't heard about it yet, about the Hollow Towers and all of that, you really need to go back and listen to some of our archives. Start with Phil and Larry's interviews. It's a little blog talk radio gadget. You'll see it. It's right on our site. You can't miss it. There's a few interviews in there. Start with the Hollow Towers one, part one, and then part two. And, you know, just be prepared to admit you were wrong all over again. And then you'll soon, after you take in this new information, you'll understand why the truth movement was there. Okay? When I say truth movement, I don't just mean 9/11 truth either. I mean this whole thing that's kind of come after it. Okay? This whole alternative media thing, this whole other side of covering issues, okay? The whole thing, if you don't do your own research and you follow any one of these people, you're going to be led astray. Any one of these organizations. And I'm talking about this a lot today because after discovering, you know, a lot of this information 2 months ago, discovering that I was being lied to and led in circles, I needed to reassess my position on RT. Okay? And I'm not saying don't use it, guys. Just like I say, you know, I tell you how the CIA had a data mining project, and the same people that were in charge of it are the same people that gave Facebook $13 million to start it. Well, I'm not saying don't use Facebook, right? It's still a tool where you can get information out. You know, I'm not saying that about this either, you know? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, you can use these organizations and these people, the alternative media, for information. But you got to remember, when you're looking at it, guys, it's like getting the mainstream information. You can't just trust it. You got to get it from like 5 different places. You know, check it out really good. Don't just blindly follow any of them. Seriously. It's easy to do it. you hear them talking about all the stuff you've never heard before. Nobody's ever talked about it. And, you know, a couple times we were talking here, we got a little deep into it. I kind of lost where I was going. But I think what I was trying to say for a little bit is that, you know, what they do, guys, is they have to give you that information, okay? Because they have to build up that trust. If they don't build up that trust with you, you're not going to believe them on the big enchilada, okay? Now, for those of you that don't know yet, like I was saying, you know, if you haven't heard the new research that's come out in the last few months or so, maybe the last year or so, you know, a lot of you people woke up, it was September 11th. A lot of the people I personally used, okay? I mean, a lot of the people that I personally woke up, I used September 11th to wake them up. And I was giving you some disinformation, not knowingly. But I was fed that by the truth movement. And I believed everything they said. As did you. Why would they lie? But they did. They lied to back up the official story. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's not. Think about it. They back up the official story by saying some of the same things, a lot of different things, but ultimately that 3,000 people died and this horrible event happened, when in fact, this horrible event did not happen. This was a staged and scripted Hollywood-style event. Okay? And that's what a lot of this alternative media is set up for, to back up these stories, to reinforce it. Now, going back, you know, without doing a whole nother show on, you know, specific people in the movement, just look at how they're on the scene of these events, okay? Now, that makes me want to go back and look at everything, which I'm gonna. I'm gonna go back and look at everything. Everything I thought I knew a lot about in this last year needs to be reexamined through a different lens, right? Put down the false flag terror lens and look for the digital deception. And I bet we're going to find it in a lot of places. You guys should all be looking. I guarantee, you know, I don't want to say all of it, but I'm telling you, man, why fake some of it if you can fake all of it? And, you know, I'm not saying every event that we've ever seen is fake, but I'm saying, in the last 10 or 15 years, I bet you there's a lot of stuff that we thought happened that didn't happen. And that needs to be looked at. Now, guys, when we're talking about September 11th, for example, now this is goes for anything, but when we're talking about September 11th, for example, right, let's use, you know, so let's say Ground Zero pictures, for example. When you're looking at something, right, you could look at these pictures for 10 years. Like a lot of people I know did. And you're looking for evidence of controlled demolition. And you're looking for evidence of people destroying crime scenes. And all this nonsense. You don't even see the photoshopping. You don't even see the Hollywood type stuff going on. You're so caught up in the drama. And these people did such a good job. They did. They did a good job, man. These people in the truth movement, like Willie Rodriguez, Alex Jones, Stephen Jones, these people all were very, very, very convincing, guys. Very. I mean, I was believing everything they said at one point. Now when you go back and look into any of them, you know, I talked a lot about Alex Jones because I listened to him a lot. And when I started to find out this stuff, and I already had something in the back of my head that bothered me, about the second plane and how this guy, you know, the leader of the truth movement, couldn't know after 10 years that that was a fake plane. When I, after looking at a few films, I mean, I could know. I mean, how could he not know, you know, with teams and researchers and stuff? But I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I don't just jump to conclusions, guy. I make sure, okay? And I heard a lot of things. And then when this new information started coming out, you know, first about the jumpers, how they were staged and faked, and then how, you know, it seemed that almost nobody was in the death records. I mean, the percentage is absurdly low, and then, you know, everything else that came after that.
You guys know the story. You know, we'll get into that a little more this episode too, a little towards the end. Once I started getting into all the new information, I went back and I looked at some of these people's stances on when people called in and tried to talk that about information that brought them in the direction of it all being scripted and things being faked. And the way they were attacking people, I mean, their agenda was quite obvious. I'm so glad I realized. They had a lot of people fooled, guys. Don't be embarrassed. Okay? I'm glad I know now. Rather than going on telling people what these people are saying and being a liar, I want to get to the truth about everything. Okay? Not just September 11th. But when you look at any of these guys' stories, people, okay, whether the people I just mentioned, or you know, when all this happened, I went back and I looked into Jason Burmes, and I looked into Luke Radowski, and I looked into Alex Jones, okay, and I found them all to be frauds, okay, and on a couple of them, I dug up a lot of stuff, and other people here at this station, like Phil and you know, some of the other people like Paula and people come on to talk about Willie. They've dug up a lot of stuff on Willie. The reason you guys don't ever hear me talk about Willie is I didn't need to. Well, once I dug up the stuff on Alex and Burmes and Luke, I mean, you know, and these guys, now this is just a couple months ago, okay, this is new. And now, you know, Phil and Paul and everybody else is saying all this stuff about Willie. Well, you know, I know it's true. I mean, look at the rest of it. I don't even need to. But if you look at his story, I mean, it's absurd, guys. I don't know the story good enough to sit up here and go through the whole thing. But, I mean, this heroic tale, him running building to building, upstairs, caught in caged elevators, water's coming in, he's carrying people out, he's putting cloth over people's melted skin, diving underneath fire trucks. I mean, and it's all like 17 minutes. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. I mean, it's something that would have taken like an hour and a half. Nobody ever looked at it. Because everybody was caught. That's what I'm saying about the whole thing, about the photographs, about the stories, about the prominent 9/11 witnesses or victims or whatever you want to call them, people that were in the building that got out, like Willie, supposedly. Nobody wanted to look into his story because everybody was so blinded by it, by the whole emotion of the thing, and everybody trusted what he said. And if somebody tried to criticize it, you didn't want to hear it. Just like if somebody tried to criticize the other people I mentioned, I just thought it was like, you know, the mainstream nonsense trying to criticize these people because they're passing out truth and people don't want to discredit them and stuff like that. But it wasn't like that. I'm glad I looked. I'm glad I know now. I thought I was awake, guys. You know, if you guys are still in that first mental, but that second mental box, you're not awake yet. You want to be awake. But they still control your thoughts. I'm not saying you're controlled. I'm not saying they control your every thought. But they control what information you're getting a lot more than you think. Okay? It's bad. It's a big deception, guys. That's why I'm telling you about it. I'm not here to badmouth people. I'm here to... You know, we're trying to get a message out here, okay? Now, you guys will notice, you know, we have different hosts with different topics. Later today, we're not sure yet if he's coming on, but Michael Damon might be coming on later. He's going to call me in. He's going to call in a little bit and let me know. He's a current event guy, all right? He loves to talk about Libya. He loves to talk about different current events. We're very similar on that. All right, I talk about 9/11 a lot because that's what got me started. That's the major focus of this network. That's the catalyst to all this BS that's going on, guys. If we could prove to everybody that this thing was all just a movie, I mean, come on. People could stop living in fear. People could stop submitting to government. Who knows, maybe we could even get out of these damn wars, you know? You guys got to help us. okay? We're just a bunch of regular people like you. We have jobs. We have lives. This is just something, you know, we're putting together on us on our own. We don't have advertisers and stuff. And we're not asking for money. We're just asking for you guys to take the information and spread it. That's all we ask. Join our site. You know, share, hit the share buttons when you can with, you know, the different networks, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you can, you know. Go whatever you can to help pass the word. Email our links around to friends in your mailing list, okay? Tell them about this broadcast. Tell them about the things we talk about and how nothing is taboo here. You agree with that, don't you? You guys can talk about anything here. The phone lines are open, guys. You know, I'll stop talking anytime somebody wants to call in. You know, it's 815-680-5700. Or if you guys have Skype, you can call direct from Skype. Our Skype handle is The Last American Radio Broadcast. All one word, all lowercase. The Last American Radio Broadcast. Our number again is 815-680-5700. All right? Even if you disagree with me, guys, we'll put you right on. We're not going to screen anybody. We'll talk about anything. Anything you want. You want to call me out on something, tell me I'm wrong. That's fine. Just bring it, though. Don't just come out here and just, you know, say something ridiculous like that and not have anything backing it up. Because the things I say, I have a lot backing them up. I don't just get up here and ramble. When I just have an opinion or a theory, I let you guys know. I mean, if it's an obvious opinion, I like this guy, you know, I don't have to tell you. But I mean, if it's a theory I have and it's not an absolute fact, I let you guys know, all right? Because I can be wrong, too. Everybody can be wrong. I didn't want to do a whole show about the truth movement, but we're gonna talk about it for a couple more minutes. Now, when I say the truth movement, guys, like I said, I mean the whole thing. I don't mean 9/11. I mean all these events. I mean everything that the media tries to cover up and the so-called group of people that are trying to get all the other information. That's what I mean by the truth movement. You know, I don't even want to use that word anymore because I'm sick of these words. You know, Michael talked about this a lot on his show, about the groups. They just want to label you and throw you in a group. They do. And you're independent. You're a free-thinking human being, okay? You don't need to be part of any group. You don't need to be stereotyped. You're you. That's what makes you unique. That's what makes you not a slave. They want you to be slaves. You just don't see the chains. You know, the whole thing about it, guys, it's meant to frustrate you too. All these events that happen around the world, terrorism, you know, disasters that we know aren't natural, but they say are, things like that. First off, they want to scare you. They want to scare you to death, guys. Okay? How about this, guys? You know, you can listen to radio programs that talk about a lot of issues. Some of the ones that we're talking about, maybe. I'm sure they're not talking about the Hollow Towers, but talking about these other issues. And, you know, you never really get... Well, you never really get any solutions. That's how I feel. That's how I feel when I watch a lot of these things. It's always about the fear, you know? It's always about the fear. Well, every time we're going to talk on here, we're going to try and talk about some of the things we can do, you know, some of the solutions, you know? And that's why getting this information out about the whole digital deception about everything in the media is something I'm going to talk about a lot. That's why the whole truth movement thing, because you got to get everybody's mind out of that second mental box. You really do. It's so different once you are and you see that these people. When I tell you that the movement's been set up by the people that committed the crime, I don't mean that like 50%, 70%. I'm talking like 95% of them. Like almost, you know, I can't name one that's famous that, you know, I don't have serious doubts about now. Help us out, guys. Try and call these shows. Call these national shows. Talk about the hollow towers. Talk about the missing floors. Talk about the footage you've seen that's obviously done in a studio. Talk about the debris pile. See how quick they hang up on you. And then remember that you trusted them. See how easy you can be fooled? I guarantee you they're all not going to want to talk about it. We're going to try, though. I should mention, guys, everybody out there that's listening right now, I am going to be on a national radio show Friday night to talk about September 11th. That's going to be on the Kevin Smith Show. If you guys Google the Kevin Smith Show, I mean, it'll come right up. And I'm going to be on there from 10 p.m. Eastern time until midnight. Okay, guys? That's this Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern until midnight. So that's 9 Central, 8 West Coast, the whole deal, right? Going to be on for about 2 hours on the Kevin Smith Show. He's going to be interviewing me about the Hollow Towers. And, you know, guys, listen up. If you guys can call in, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, we got some great callers out there. If you guys want to call into the show Friday night, I mean, be my guest. And I'm pretty sure they run it similar to us, I think. I think you can call in through Skype, too. All right, guys. You know, I kind of want to move on to something else for a little bit here. Do I have any last words I want to say about that? All right, here's something. You know, to get to the bottom of this type of stuff, it's not easy. When I say this type of stuff, I mean this extra layer of deception, these people that you grew to trust. I mean, they've done a good job. They've hired good people. They're great speakers, okay? I can't stand these people, these characters, okay? But people like Alex and Willie, they're good speakers. They speak well in public. And they're very convincing. All right? So just think about, okay, for those of you that don't know what I'm saying yet, think about this. I've presented so much evidence in previous shows of the Hollow Towers. Some of you might still be having doubts. Some of you that still believe the controlled demolition theory, right? What evidence have you seen? I'm waiting. What evidence have you seen of thermite in the dust? Nothing. You took Stephen Jones' word for it because he speaks well. And they propped him up to make him look like he's really smart. And he is really smart, I think. I don't think that's an act of who he is. I think he is a professor, you know, and all that. Obviously, he's controlled, though. So all those groups that we trusted, guys, I'm serious. I'm right about this, guys. I am. Okay? I don't want you guys to learn the hard way and be deceived any longer. We're talking about architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, 9/11truth.org. All of these groups that you know, right? It's all bogus, guys. They're all set up to give you a little bit of the truth from all different little angles. Nobody's got the whole story, and it's just meant to frustrate you and lead you in circles. And I've done a lot of the groundwork for you. And then, of course, there's people in front of me that have done tremendous groundwork. You know. But, you know, I don't expect you to just trust me. And I don't want you to. Eventually, I want you to. I've only been on the air for a few shows. Don't trust me yet. Look into what I'm saying. But you'll see that I'm real. Nothing's taboo here, guys. I'm going to tell you how everything goes down. At least how I see it. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to sway my opinion. Okay? That's why this broadcast is going to be great. you know, you have different personalities on here that specialize in different things. Like I was starting to say this earlier. I think I kind of went off in a different direction, and I apologize for doing that. You know, I've got so much on my mind here. It's just, you got different hosts that go in different directions. Like, I like to talk about a lot of current events, and I got a couple more things on the plate we're going to talk about here today. We're here for 2 hours, so, you know, don't worry about it. You know, Phil and Larry, okay, this is what they've needed for a long time. They've needed this platform. They've needed this platform to get their message out. Obviously, only certain shows, and very, very few, I'm sure, are willing to take their message and put them on, okay? That's why I'm glad I can help out. Now we can get our message out every day, okay? Now a lot of people don't want to hear 9/11 talk every day, okay? Now, I like to hear a little every day, but I don't blame them. I mean, it could be a lot if that's not your bread and butter, right? So that's why we offer different stuff here. Now, when Phil and Larry come on, they're so knowledgeable about that. I mean, that's what they're here for. That's what they're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about it a lot, too, but I'm going to talk about other things also. I mix it up. And Michael's more of a current events type of guy. So I think all these different personalities together really, you know, give us a little variety. And I think it's going to be a great experience for you guys. I really do. Now, on to a few other issues. And we can come back to that. That's something we're going to touch on a lot, guys. Because I know a lot of you guys out there are going to listen to what I just said. It's going to put some doubt in your head. But you're not going to totally believe me yet. And you need some more proof. And the proof's not just going to present itself on this, guys. You got to dig for it. They know what they're doing. You know, I know some really good researchers, though. And they were fooled by these people. Okay? For a long time. And these are really smart people that got fooled. Really smart people that are really good at digging up information on people. And they were fooled. Okay? So don't be ashamed if you're fooled. It's okay to admit you were wrong again. It's just meant to be discouraging. All right, on to the next thing. You know, I was just reading something in the news on the website right before I got on the air about how the U.S. Department of Interior is actually going to question a few global warming. Who would you call the people that, you know, push the propaganda of global warming on everybody? Well, two of the lead people in it, Jeff Gleason and Charles Monnet, they're trying to put these people on a lie detector test to say that they knew they were lying the whole time. For those of you that don't know yet, okay, global warming is just an absolute farce, an absolute scam, and all it is it's this huge, and I mean huge, money-making thing. It's just this huge scheme. It's not just to make money either. It's to take people's land. Imagine that. Taking people's land. And that's what they do. They do these land grabs everywhere, and it's all in the name of protecting the environment. It's all phony. It's always been phony. Now, when the whole global warming thing started, for you guys that don't know, right? A scientist named Benjamin Santer, okay, he was working underneath Maurice Strong. Some of you might recognize Maurice Strong from an earlier episode. We mentioned it. The Strongs and the Greenbergs are married and together, and those are a couple families that are actually going to come up a lot in here. That's another thing, guys. You don't hear the alternative media talking about those two families, do you? No, but you'll hear about the Rothschilds all day, won't you? Yep. Makes me wonder. Anyways, the scientist Benjamin Santer, okay, he was basically paid off by Maurice Strong to take the global warming, basically a bunch of scientists got together. They did a research on the global warming. They all wrote like a summary. They put it together into a report. And this guy basically got his hands on it and deleted stuff, edited stuff. He fudged the whole thing, okay? Because what their message was, basically, is that global warming is not man-made. Okay? And they didn't want that. That's not the message they wanted out. That doesn't sell. It doesn't sell carbon credits, which Al Gore is in line to get, which we will talk about. Yep, that idea just doesn't sell. Sorry guys, I had a little mic problem. My wire was it got a little chopped off. It got a little pinched. Sorry about that. I apologize. So Benjamin Santer, basically he took the documents. He took all the documents, all the summaries from the scientists, okay, and he fudged them. He deleted things and he made it favorable to the whole theory that global warming was man-made. Okay, and what it did is it created this whole false environmental movement that Maurice Strong is now the father of, okay? Maurice Strong is the father of this whole environmental movement, and he's basically living on the run. He's wanted in a few countries. He's living in China now, I think, okay? And, you know, people, this has all been blown over, I mean, so many times. Even a couple of years ago, the whole Climategate thing, they were calling it, this whole thing got exposed. But people still think it's real. Why? Why don't people want to know what's really going on? Why can't people believe when you try and tell them it's fake? Can you guys see how everything is so staged? Guys, global warming. You know why Al Gore is out there talking about man, bear, pig? And all this other nonsense. Do you know why he pushes this propaganda the most? It's because he owns the company that stands in line to make billions of dollars off carbon credits, which is, as you've all heard, or maybe you haven't, carbon dioxide is necessary to the cycle of life on this planet. It's what plants breathe. It's what you exhale, okay? They're going to tax you on it. And Al Gore stands in line to make billions of dollars off this. Billions, guys. They're going to tax you on this. Imagine that. Taxed on the air you breathe. That's what it is. I don't care what you want to say. That's what it is. You're getting taxed on the air you breathe. That's awful. Absolutely awful. Look how far we've come down this road now. I'm almost ashamed, guys. Taxed on the air you breathe. Unbelievable. Yeah, Al Gore owns a company in Chicago. I think it's Chicago. I'll check with a few people and ask. I think it's in Chicago. He owns a company that, you know, stands in line to just make billions and billions of dollars in these carbon credits. And what carbon credits are, guys, for a lot of you that don't know, okay, this is ridiculous, too. These companies are allowed to pollute a certain amount, okay, and if they don't use up all that pollution, these other bigger companies can buy the credits off them, and then they can pollute more. Oh, you gotta love it, right? You gotta love it. What a phony green movement. So you guys that don't know, yes, the whole green movement, the whole thing is a fraud. Absolutely set up. And when they really did have a peer review with the scientists, you know, they concluded that global warming was not man-made. Okay? Simply wasn't. They get away with it, though. Think about everything that's green now. Oh, go green. Pay more for this. You pay more for this cleaner. You pay more for that. Yeah, so many different things that charge more if you want to go green, right? And it's all a sham. I'm not saying don't respect the environment, guys. Absolutely. All right? Don't pollute. Don't throw trash around. Don't throw stuff in the rivers. You know what I mean? But to sit here and think that you're causing, you know, you're causing all this other stuff to go on, and you're going to cause these huge tidal waves to wipe out the East Coast and all this nonsense, guys. We're the crazy ones, man. Listen to the stuff these people try and say, and people believe it. By you breathing too much, you're going to make friggin' tidal waves crash over us. Planes are vaporizing. Passports don't burn. It's just, it doesn't stop. Does it ever stop, guys? All right, guys, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this thing in Arizona where they arrested 70 drug smugglers. Supposedly, the cartel that they're involved with is like, you know, it's like the, it's like one of the, I don't know which one it is, actually. Which one did they say it was? It wasn't Los Zetas. I'm going to have to actually look that back up again. Supposedly, the cartel that they're supposedly involved with brings in 65% of the drugs into the U.S. And they arrested like 70 people from it in Arizona. But, you know, we'll see about that. I bet you half of them are FBI agents. You know how that goes, right, guys? Just like the Fast and Furious thing. We'll probably touch on that a little bit, too, when we come back. I want to touch on Iran a little bit. We haven't talked about that. I did have something I wanted to mention real quick about Libya, okay? And, yeah, I mean, we could go pretty much go in any direction. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to definitely touch on. But, yeah, we could go in any direction from there. Also, a cruise ship in Boston. Now, I'm near Boston, guys. A cruise ship in Boston docked, I guess it was today. No, it was Friday. With two dead passengers. They came back with two dead passengers. They're saying it's not related and they weren't murdered. So that's a little odd, I thought. But all right, guys, we're gonna take a 3-minute break. Don't go anywhere. And we'll be right back on the Last American Radio Broadcast.
Fight for what's right, fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside,
Welcome back, everybody. For those of you that have just joined us, thank you for tuning in to the Last American Radio broadcast. I'm the host, Brian Stavely, today on this Monday afternoon. We're just about to go into Hour 2 today. For those of you that just joined us, some of the things we touched on in Hour 1. We touched on the Occupy issue a little bit. We touched a little bit on 9/11, which, you know, is a common theme here, of course. We touched on global warming, which we still have a little bit to talk about here. Kind of wanna go off on that for a second. Now, before we went to the break, guys, and we were talking about global warming, I was telling you guys how the whole thing has been set up. Okay? The whole thing was just a complete fraud. Now, I don't mean to come on here every day and say, this is a fraud, that's a fraud, this is a fraud, that's a fraud. But in reality, I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. So when you think you're out there, you know, doing your part to not contribute to global warming, just know that, you know, that don't live like that. That's an absolute fraud. Respect your environment. Don't ruin it. But don't worry about breathing carbon dioxide. Don't worry about, you know, if your cows have flatulence, okay? Because, you know, because they're going to tax you on your automobiles too. That's coming soon. Your carbon output, that's right, baby, because it sounds like carbon monoxide, so it's dangerous. You know what I mean? It's disgusting how they take advantage of how unaware people are of things. They really do a good job by the, you know, by their means, you know, for their standards. They do a good job at what they're doing, man. I mean, they do. They know how to manipulate people. They use the media to its fullest advantage. It's stressing. It really is. Speaking about Iran. So now, you know, I'm just reading today that, you know, they formally complained to the U.S. over this terror plot thing. And, you know, for you guys that don't know, you know, about 2 weeks ago now, we tried to frame Iran for trying to assassinate a Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil. And the whole thing just stinks to high heaven right from the start, okay? Before this whole terrorism nonsense got all built up, and this whole 9/11 and in Iraq and Afghanistan, they've known they've wanted to go into Iran, guys, for over 10 years. They have. It's always been the goal. They've been encircling it. I mean, if you look at a map, that's what they've been planning to do. That's their main goal. Okay? And it's a lot to do about oil. And if you ever look at the list of countries that don't have a World Bank, Central Control Bank, if you look at that list, and you look at the list of the people that we call terrorists, guys, it's the same list. That's what it's all about. We're going to talk about that a lot on this program. About the financial side of these wars. There's a lot of money to be made off these wars. And not just the war itself. There's a lot of money to be made off the financial systems they put in place in these different countries and the banks that they control and when they issue these countries' currencies. And that's the main reason why they went into Libya, guys. Okay? Just so you know. Main reason is he was a threat to the U.S. dollar. He wanted to not only make his own economy, he wanted to make a new economy for the whole continent of Africa. Okay? You know, it's sad now that he's dead, and it's a little too late. On one of my other shows, we kind of went down some of the things that this guy has done for his country. And you know, I don't have it all in front of me right now, but this guy does. He would give you $50,000 to buy a house after you got married, after you got out of graduate school. He would, you know, the government would pay your profession's pay until you found a job. I mean, all this great stuff. And, you know, the main thing was he wanted to set up his own currency over there, which he was going to back with his own money,
with almost $100 billion in gold. Isn't that something? Not, and he's such a bad guy, and that's why they took him out. When you don't want to have, you know, who's ever running the show, when you don't want to have their central control bank or the IMF or whatever in your country, well, that's when NATO comes in, guys. It's never about humanitarian. I hope you guys don't believe that. It's about banks. It really is. It's really about, you know, we want to put our bank in your country. Libya wasn't having it. Iran's obviously not having it. Oh, yeah, Ahmadinejad, he's this big bad terrorist. They hate the guy. You ever hear the guy talk? He's too smart for them. Who knows? Maybe he's just another guy they friggin' control. They're just gonna replace him. I don't even know at this point. I'm so frustrated with all this, and you guys should be too. What it means to be an American is just not the same anymore. I mean, let's admit it. It's not the same. It doesn't carry the same weight. It's almost freaking embarrassing, isn't it? I'm embarrassed sometimes. I love being an American, and these people have ruined it. People must hate us. What are we doing, man? We're just rolling up in everybody's country, country after country, unprovoked. We're like the Nazis were back in the day, or at least what they told us they were. Yeah, that's us now. Look at us. What did Afghanistan do to us? Nothing. What did Iraq do to us? Nothing. What did Libya do to us? Nothing. What did Iran do to us? Nothing. Syria, Yemen, Pakistan. Don't forget, guys, drones. All right? We've got drones up in all these countries. We're putting drone bases up in Africa or in Asia. All right? Drones killing people all over the place. Oh, no big deal. No big deal, right? It's just over there. Those people live in the sand, right? Who cares about them? Ignorant. I can't stand people that talk like that. I want to slap them. Everybody deserves a fair shot to live. Who are we to gun down these people for oil that's under their sand? I mean, really? Who are we to do that to them? What did they do? We're a bunch of dirty bag, bunch of dirtbags, man. I mean, come on. It's depressing. That's why we got to get this message out, guys. Okay? I mean, really. September 11th is what's allowed this all to happen. Think 15 years ago. Let's think like 1995, okay? Do you think we'd be able to go into all these countries and the American public would just sit back and not say anything? No. Right? They'd be in an uproar. But because they staged an event, it made it look like we were attacked. Everybody thinks this awful, awful attack took place and 3,000 people died. Well, everybody's willing to say, okay, you know, not everybody, but enough people are willing to just say, okay, you know, you do what you got to do to protect us. And they really have people believing that us going over there, gunning down people, stealing their resources is somehow protecting us. Oh, they wanted to attack us for our freedoms. Are you guys serious? They wanted to attack us for our freedoms. Do you really think they give a damn about our freedoms over there? They're working on trying to get their own freedom. That's ridiculous. It really is. But, you know, I don't know how so many people can just stand by and not think anything of it. Not think anything of it. Guys, if you turn the TV on, right? Well, my TV's been broken for like a month now, okay? And I don't even care. If you turn the TV on, guys, you can go through so much bullcrap. You don't see anything real. You don't see anything about the wars. Nobody cares about the wars. Yeah, we're just over there. We did 9/11. All right, cool. Let's go invade somebody. Well, we'll go invade these people next. All they had to do was stage an event. I saw another thing in the news. I just want to go over a couple things real quick, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back to 9/11. You know, guys, tell me about this thing, huh? Right? It's a grain elevator blast. You guys hear about this? I guess the grain is highly combustible after they take it in from the harvest season, and it shot this big orange fireball into the sky and blew this elevator up with some people in it. That's pretty crazy. I have never heard of anything like that. Yeah, so in Arizona, they arrested 70 drug smugglers, okay? And this cartel is supposedly involved in 65% of all the U.S. drugs. So you know what I say? Who is this cartel? The CIA? Because we all know they ship the most in, don't they? For those of you that don't know, yes, they do. You know, what do you think's going on in Afghanistan? Before we went there, they were 50% of the world's opium supply. Now, you would think that after we go there, right, we'd probably destroy some fields, yada, yada, yada. Maybe they'd be like 10 or 20%, right? How about 90? 90%. And we're the ones watching over the fields. So the people that say these agencies don't ship in drugs are out of their minds. That's why they don't ever want the drug war to end. That's a fact. They don't. They don't want the drug war to end. They fund both sides. Well, they make funds from both sides. They give weapons to both sides. They want to increase the violence. They want to keep the drug war going on. It's like this never-ending money-making loop for them. And then when they're flying the stuff in, of course they want the price to be high. Think about it. Of course they do. Right, before we get back into the September 11th stuff, guys, you know, at the start of the show, for those of you that weren't here, we were talking a little bit about the Occupy thing going on around the whole country, and really the whole world. We touched on Russia Today, which is an alternative media outlet, and, you know, how I'm coming to realize that they are controlled now, and they won't show any side of this Occupy stuff besides the police state side. And we all know there is a lot of other things going on there. A lot of controlled groups are down there, things like that. And I'm not going to pretend that I know who all of them are. You know what I mean? I just hear the talk. I look into them a little bit. I don't spend too much time on that, like I told you. Okay? The fact that this isn't mentioned by RT, you know, it makes me really know what I was already believing. It makes me know that you know, the alternative media really is... It really is bought off. But anyways, you know, at this Occupy stuff, the one in Phoenix, they're trying to accuse the Tea Party now of planting anarchist flyers, okay, and trying to get people to use lethal force against the police officers. Does that sound provocateur or what? I mean, they're just dying to beat down on some people. That's what they want, guys. You know what you guys could do to not give in to this? Don't even go down there. How's that? Don't even go down there. Guys, it's going to start snowing, okay? Are you going to go down there and stay out there in the snow and get sick over this? You don't even know who you're looking in the face when you're down there. I mean, you don't even know if these people are who they say they are. So many actors. So many actors in the media. It's unbelievable. It's terrible. It's actually terrible. I'm just glad that I'm finding out now. You know, it took a long time. A lot of people still don't know. That's why I'm telling you guys, you know? All right, guys. Now, you know, we're going to get into the bread and butter now. I want to talk a little bit about September 11th here for the rest of the hour. And, you know, I want to talk to the newcomers for a minute, okay? For everybody that you know that already knows the whole story, I apologize. We're going to backtrack a little bit here for the newcomers. For those of you guys out there that, you know, still are under the impression that 3,000 people died on 9/11 and it was this horrible terrorist attack, okay? You guys got to be willing to go down every road. If you're not willing to go down every road investigating this thing, you're never going to get to the real to the truth, okay? You're not. I would have never made it over here, and I would have never found out what was really going on and met up with some of the people I did if I didn't go down a road that was totally wrong, okay? But because I was willing to put the time in and look at all that research, and pour over those photos, I came to realize other things they weren't trying to show me, okay? You've got to know, when you turn on your computer, and you go to YouTube, and you got things like RT and these other networks just sitting right there. Okay, they're sitting right there. Think about it. It's YouTube. If they really didn't want you to have that information, would it be sitting right there? Probably not, right? Probably not. Yeah, I don't want to keep going down that same road. So for the new people out there, okay, you know, what I'm trying to tell you is, you, a lot of you, including myself, for the last year, you know, we were under the impression that the World Trade Center was brought down with controlled demolition, with 3,000 people inside it, and 343 of them were firefighters. You guys got to be able to willing to look into all of that, okay? You can't not look into the firefighters' deaths. You can't not look into the victims' deaths. You can't not look into, you can't let anybody use anything as a shield, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. It took me a lot to get that off my chest right here. What I'm trying to say, guys, is you cannot let people use any part of this investigation as a shield. And that's what they try and do, okay? They've been trying to do it forever. Especially with the firefighters, or even the jumpers. Oh, what are you trying to say? You know, we saw that, okay? For those of you out there that are new to this, I want to ask you something. What deaths did you see on 9/11? Think about it. The only deaths you saw were the jumpers, guys. And those jumpers were actually staged. And we have a lot of research on this. If you guys want to go to Let's Roll Forums, letsrollforums.com, and, I mean, just look at some of the work that's been done on the jumpers. Those were the only deaths you saw, guys, okay? And it was totally manipulated. They had basically a group of what was stuntmen. They were said to be art students. They were basically stuntmen that stayed on the 91st floor. They were up there, you know, filming. They were up there every morning at 6 in the morning, okay? They would go out on balconies outside the window. They would take out a window on the 91st floor, guys. Listen to this art project. They would take out windows on the 91st floor, go out on the balcony, and they would wave a shirt or a towel, and a helicopter that they had on standby would film them. Think about that, guys. For those of you guys that are new to this out there, think about that. What kind of budget is that? For what type of art project are they doing? Okay? And this is on the 91st floor, guys. Now, if you fast forward just a few months to 9/11, and you remember the only deaths you saw were the jumpers, guys, look where they all jumped from. Go back and look at the footage. They all come from about the 91st floor, and they all do the exact same motion that I was just describing to you, the exact same motions as the art students on the 91st floor. They go out on the ledge and they wave a shirt or a towel, and then the helicopter would film them. These people that were staying on the 91st floor, okay, they were there to basically stage the jumpers on 9/11. That's what they were there for. There's a lot more evidence backing this up, guys. You know, the whole impact zone where all these people supposedly died, not all of them, but, you know, most of them where they supposedly died, those sections of the buildings were missing floors. There were many missing floors in these buildings. They were never completed. Floor after floor after floor was not finished. And as a matter of fact, talking about the impact zone, okay? And when I say the impact zone, I'm talking about, you know, I might have the exact floors wrong, but talking about the high 70s to about, you know, the high 90s, maybe 100, right? Do you know that the elevators don't even stop on those floors? The same floors. The same floors we're talking about, okay? The impact zone. The elevators don't even stop there. Well, how is that? How do thousands of people go to work every day? Every day, thousands of people go to work, yet the elevators don't bring them to their floor? That seems very odd, doesn't it? No elevator to go to your floor? Not only that, guys. These people that were staging the jumpers, okay? These people that were staging the jumpers came out with some books. Not some books. They came out with a book, okay? Now, their project was called Gelatin B. And they came out with a book that had some very telling diagrams in it. And I want you guys to go look at this stuff, okay? Please. We've got tons of research on this on the website. On letsrollforums.com. You know, I should have had my blog set up with some pictures for you guys. I didn't know I was going to go down this road again today. Right when I get off the air today, guys, I want you guys to kind of go on the website and look in the blog section. I'm going to upload some pictures there for you guys to show you some of this. Guys, in these diagrams, okay, they were telling you that the 10 floors above them, remember, they're on the 91st. They're telling you that the 10 floors above them are hollow. Okay? There's no floors there. Now, these are the same 10 floors that the elevators don't stop on because they don't stop from 79 to 101. Okay? So the same 10 floors the elevators don't stop on, these guys are telling you it's hollow. Now, for you new people out there, if you think I'm going down a road that's so different than what you've ever heard and it can't possibly be true, can you guys at least look at it, please? Just look into it. Look into what I'm saying, okay? Just look into what I'm saying, guys. This is true. These people put diagrams out and pictures. There's actual photographs of the 91st floor, guys. And they're supposed to be sharing the floor with a shipping company on the 91st floor, okay? The American Bureau of Shipping. And they're not anywhere in the pictures. And you know what you see in the pictures, guys? You see a floor that's completely stripped down, ceiling at all. You couldn't even hang a ceiling there if you wanted to. It's completely stripped down, guys. This is the room where they were setting up to stage the jumpers out the windows. Now, you know, since coming up with some of this research, I mean, these guys have dug up more stuff, and, you know, there was actually a smoke and fire piping system right around the same area, a little bit higher up, I believe, maybe around the 94th floor, I think it was. There was PVC piping that was put in, and you could see the flames blowing out of it, creating like a fake fire in the background. And what this was, guys, is this was to fool anybody on the streets of New York. Now, most of what we saw on TV was a complete manipulation, completely special effects. If you guys go, you guys can look at the smoke loops. I mean, just go on YouTube and look for smoke loops for 9/11. I mean, you'll find them. It's fake, okay? Now, what they would do is, see, the way New York is set up, guys, people are under this impression that, oh, if all this was going on, thousands of people would have seen it. Or no, guys, when you go to New York, you can't look up and over. You can only look up, really. You could be a block away and not see the World Trade Center because there's so many tall buildings in your way. So, you know, that's how they're able to pull off stuff like, you know, to tell you that, you know, all these people saw the second plane. Well, a lot of people might not even see it if it really did come. You know what I mean? Because everything is so tight there. So all they really needed to do was maybe fool a few thousand people, maybe a few hundred people with this stage propping in New York. And that's what the people saw on the sidewalk. If you were in the and people, believe me, they had the sidewalks backed up. People weren't right outside the buildings like that's portrayed, okay? those shots are fake, guys. Now, if you guys go through a lot of those videos of the scenes of the people looking up at the towers, and I've done this, you guys will see tons of errors, guys. I'm serious. You guys will be able to see through people's heads, or you'll see people walking through other people like ghosts. That's because these images are phony. They're done in front of a green screen, or they're just done on a computer and you know, put together like that. And it's just an absolute fraud. Now, I know this is a lot different than what you've heard, but, you know, I'm telling you guys, listen to what I'm saying. Go back and listen to some of the Hollow Towers interviews if this is all new to you guys. This was all a staged and scripted event that they had planned for 30 years. Okay? And, you know, on that day, the only deaths you guys saw were these jumpers. Okay? These same jumpers that I'm explaining, these art students on the 91st floor. Okay? Now, you know, I want to talk about some of the other stuff, like the firefighters. Okay? Now, this has become taboo, guys. I mean, you can't even talk about the firefighters. People get all offended, you know. Oh, you can't talk about the firefighters, blah, 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 blah. Oh, what do you mean? Are you going to tell me that the 300 firefighters didn't die? I mean, they use it like a shield, okay? Guys, those firefighters were, you know, so many of them were just morphed on a computer off of one face. I mean, if you took the pictures of the firefighters and compared them side by side, I mean, time after time after time again, you would get two people that look almost identical, okay? And to think that this was going on time and time and time and time again throughout the department is absolutely absurd. Now, the pictures with 9/11 is where a lot of the evidence is. And like I was saying earlier, guys, to the people that were listening in the first hour, when you're sitting there looking for evidence of thermite and molten metal, controlled demolition, things like that, guys, you don't even notice the photoshopping, the fakery. Go look at some of, you know, not to skip back around, but speaking of the jumpers a minute ago, guys, go look at some of the images online. You guys all have Google. Go look at the jumpers from 9/11. You guys will see so many of them that photoshopped. I mean, you can just tell. You'll see people that are 60 feet out from the building. Other people that supposedly have their feet on fire. Other people that look like they were sitting down on a park bench and just pasted upside down on the image. People that have, you know, 8-foot long arms. All types of stuff, guys. You know, and this was going on with everything. Okay? With everything. And they did this with the firefighters. They did this with a lot of victims, where they would use these photo tricks. They would take a lot of celebrity faces. They would take, and they would morph them into other people. They would just change them a tiny bit and call them victims. And, you know, this answers a lot of questions, guys. You know, a lot of this might be new to some of you guys, but just think about how much sense it makes, how the truth movement went up so fast. You know, how these people got in charge of the truth movement. Well, that's because there's nobody to really oppose them. There are no real families, guys. The memorials are staged. Guys, when this happened and all these people are under the rubble, what are all the families doing coming to New York and hanging up flyers of their loved ones? Why aren't they at a hospital waiting by the foot or waiting by a phone? I mean, seriously, we're supposed to believe that, guys? It's an absolute fraud. And one of the other sticking points, you know, I'm kind of just going through some of the things quickly here, guys, because we only got a half hour left. I wasn't planning on doing a 9/11 show today. But, you know, one of the other things that you guys got to realize is these people that supposedly died on 9/11, the 3,000 families, they're all entitled to free money from the Victim Compensation Fund. And we're talking around $2 million each, okay? And only like 12% of these people have picked up their money? Are you serious? After 10 years too? You telling me all these other families don't want $2 million? Think about it, guys. It's starting to make a lot of sense, isn't it? You guys got to pour through the pictures, and I'm telling you, you'll see it. You know, there's some things I didn't really talk about that much, even in my 9/11 broadcast, but if you guys go through the Ground Zero pitches, okay? And guys, this isn't easy, and I don't like when people say, oh, you know, you try and tell them, and they tell you, oh, just sum it up for me. No, we can't sum it up for you, okay? There's so much work goes into this. And if I sum it up for you, you're going to tell me I'm nuts and you're not going to believe me. There is no summing it up for you, okay? If you want to spend some time and really learn the truth, go through the ground zero pitches, okay? And look through the lens that we use now that I'm providing you, that the whole thing was a digital deception. And you'll see. You'll see the things that can't happen in pitches, okay? You'll see obvious photoshopping. You'll see shadows of the sun shooting in different directions from different buildings. It's like they took pictures of backgrounds and foregrounds, and they didn't even get them at the same time of day. I mean, how stupid is that? And guys, I'm telling you a lot of things you probably never heard, and I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you right now. This is all true, guys. This is true, okay? Prove me wrong if I'm wrong then, all right? Call right now. Call into the show. Tell me. If I'm wrong, tell me. Because I'm not wrong. Go look at the pitches yourself. Before you tell me I'm wrong, go put some hours into research on the pitches alone. Go through the ground zero pitches. Look at the pitches where they're carrying the Padre out, and there's different sets of people carrying them on the gurney every pitcher. Well, look at the picture of the fireman with his boots on fire, flaming up, but he's not even looking at him. He doesn't even notice. Well, look at the pictures of the Pentagon with the firefighters by the car that's about to blow up, and nobody's paying any attention to it. This is all going on in these photos, guys. None of us noticed this for 10 years. We're noticing it all now. You just got to know how to look. We need to know how to look. Speaking of the fakery going on 9/11, guys, it wasn't just at the World Trade Center. At the Pentagon, there was a smoke machine on the lawn. Okay? There was a smoke machine giving off those white plumes of smoke that we saw. Yeah, there was some real smoke. They maybe set off a small explosion, pyrotechnics, whatever they did. And then you can see when they turn on the smoke machine, okay? Guys, go to the Let's Roll forums and go to the search feature and go to the Pentagon smoke machine. You'll see a video for it. You'll see the thing turn on, guys, okay? You know, it gets to a point, you start seeing all this stuff. You can't deny it anymore, guys. All right? This was a movie, guys. I'm sorry. It was a movie. Now, what I want you to do, okay, is if you take that answer and you apply it to all the unanswered 9/11 questions, guys, everything makes sense now. That's why there was no debris. And I want to talk about the debris for a minute, actually. You know, I can't believe we never noticed this, guys. There were comments made on TV. There were, all right? Guys, where the hell is all the debris? Why? Where is it? I'm going to tell you where it is. It's not there because the contents of the building weren't there. Okay? That debris pile is absurdly small for a building that big packed with contents. It looks like a house got knocked down. Okay? It does. Then on September 12th, Giuliani comes out and starts explaining why the debris pile is so small and how they've been shipping it out all night. Like, anybody cares about that right now, Giuliani? Because they were trying to cover their butts. Because, follow me here. The only real thing of that day was the destruction of those buildings. I don't know exactly what time they came down. I'm thinking they probably came down, you know, somewhere around the time frame we were told. Okay, and then the smoke cleared, and oh, there they were. They were down, right? They couldn't fake that. I mean, what were they going to do? How were they going to drop in 30 stories of debris within an hour or two, right? They couldn't. So what did they do? They dropped a bunch of paper from the sky. Unbelievable, guys. We believe that that was an office building. Can you imagine that? That was an office building. A bunch of paper falling out of the sky. That was it. That's unbelievable. Think about it, guys. Now, what I was saying about answering all the old questions. Think about the debris. Now, why was there no debris? Well, very little debris. Because it was all a movie, guys. Why was there an actor playing a witness on the street saying he saw the second plane just ream into the towers? And then I watched the buildings collapse, mostly due to structural failure from the heat of the fire melting the steel columns. Because it was all a movie. He was told to say that. Why did we have a fake plane? I'm just asking the simple questions. There's really a simple answer for all of them, guys. It doesn't have to be this crazy far-out theory. And this certainly is not a crazy far-out theory. Guys, this is what happened. You know, Hollywood was set up to be a propaganda machine for the government. That's what it was for. It wasn't just to make movies. Its main agenda was to be a propaganda machine. And at some point along the line, along the way, I mean, we forgot. I mean, we forgot about the role that they actually play and how big it is. And there was no bigger display of it than on 9/11, guys. Now, what I was saying about, you know, go back and answer all the unanswered questions now, they all make sense. Well, that's why there was no debris. How were they able to start the truth movement so easily? Because there were no families to oppose them to start it themselves. Right? Now, what I got to ask you guys, where's all that donation money going? Did you give any money to a 9/11 fund? I hope you did it, guys. Because it's all a fraud. Some of the other questions of the day, like, why was there a fake plane? Okay. Why did we see buildings disappearing? Buildings walking? All these errors in the video that we saw? And I've seen tons of it, guys. That's been one of my areas that I've pored over on 9/11 is the video and photo analysis. I mean, I've looked at so much of it, guys. And it's almost all doctored. Why is it doctored? Because it's a movie, guys. It's a movie. All these people overseas are dying over a movie. You believe that? Over a freaking movie, guys. 1.5 million dead Iraqis. Over a movie. Don't you think the American people need to know this? Don't you think it's partly your job to spread this information? I do. I think you better spread it. This is important stuff, guys. This thing was all a movie. And we've used this movie to totally shift this country and this world. This whole world's different now because of this movie, guys. All right? It's a movie. I want to get into a couple of the other facts about it for you people out there, you know, that are kind of new to this. All these victims, I mean, they've put it up on Phil's forums. They've asked them to come forward. And if you come forward and, you know, you bring this and that, he has a little checklist, you know, birth certificate, death certificate, you know, old picture, yada, yada, yada. If you bring it, you know, we'll respectfully take everything down we've ever said, you know. Nobody ever brings it. They're all phony, guys. A lot of these families, people are just made up. Some of them, they actually use real families. And I heard Larry talking about this. They use real families, but they would just add a fake member to it, so all those people in the family just needed to know about an extra person, so they all kind of backed the story. And they did stuff like this a lot. And the guys, if you go to the death records, guys, okay, I just want to say something about the SSDI for a minute. For people that say, well, how accurate is it? Guys, go with the Social Security Death Index. You can do this yourself. Put in a couple family members that you know have passed on. And they will all be there. All of them. It's frustrating, guys. You know, I don't mean to just keep saying how frustrated I am with it, but you know, it really is. It's a frustrating event. And they've used an absolute movie. It's hard to fathom, guys. But, you know, go look at the death records, guys. You'll see all your family members. They'll come up, okay? Then plug in some 9/11 victims. Plug them in. Watch what happens. They won't come back. You might get like one out of 50. Literally. You might get like one out of 50, guys. Imagine that. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason these people haven't picked up their money. Because it's all a fraud, guys. It's all a fraud. I want to talk a little bit about the EXIF data on the photos for a minute. You know, with 9/11, we were told a lot of sob stories. Okay? You guys know a lot of them. Todd Beamer, Mark Bingham, okay? Todd Beamer is the Let's Roll guy. For you guys out there that are new to this, okay, you guys know the Let's Roll story, right? Flight 93. Let's roll. They charge the cockpit, take the guys out, whatever, right? Well, the guy that said that, Todd Beamer, his pitcher has his obituary, as a lot of them do, of course, with the flights he's going to die on and everything. But the thing is, guys, when you edit one of these photos, okay, when you edit it with, you know, it gets stamped. Whether you change the contrast, you add a caption, you do a number of different things to it, it gets timestamped. And this EXIF data is viewable. You guys can do it yourself. You can add an EXIF viewer to your web browser. And you can just go and right-click the pictures. And you can view all this embedded information. And this information is put there to make sure the right people get credit for the pictures, the copyrights, and things like that, right? So it'll have different information in there. And, you know, what it does is it timestamps it the last time you edit a photo. So, you know, Mark Bingham, for Todd Beamer's, you know, photo to have from the CNN Memorial to have his obituary attached to it would be fine. And then it should be dated like September 15th, 16th, whatever, right? A few days after 9/11, they get the information together, put it together, boom, there it is. So there's a problem though. His obituary was done before 9/11. Okay? Think about that. How is his obituary done before 9/11? If the whole thing's not a sham, guys. I mean, just use some common sense. If you go and look at it, if you go and look at the EXIF data on his picture from the CNN Memorial, okay, you can see that the last time this picture was edited was before 9/11. So how can this have his obituary in it if the last time it was edited was before 9/11? Yet it has his flight number. You know, how he's going to die and everything. Dies in the terrorist attack September 11th, and it was last edited, I think it was like August 30th, guys. And there's other people. There's people that were done 6 months ahead of time, guys. And it's all the prominent people you know, and it's everybody else too. So, you know, if you look into any of the parents that you've seen in any of these movies, guys, really, any of them, from the Jesse Ventura shows to the Alex Jones movies and everything in between, you see the same parents all the time. And I used to wonder, hey, why do I always see the same parents? You know, there's like 3,000 families, 6,000 parents. Why do I always see the same ones? And I'll tell you why. Because they're actors. Bob McElveen, he's a good actor. Okay, he's always out there preaching about his son, how he lost his son on 9/11. Blah 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 blah. Right. And if you look up his son, Robert McElveen Jr., you guys know what you find? He's not in the Social Security Death Index. Then you have other people like Donna Marsh, who will scream out on the road all day and night about how George Bush killed her daughter, this, that, and the other thing. And her daughter, Vanessa Lang Langer, right? She's not in the Social Security Death Index. Oh, isn't that a hoot? It just goes on and on. And on, guys. And we didn't see it for years. And I'm trying to save you the time now, guys. Guys, the research is all laid out. A lot of great people did a lot of great research. And all you guys got to do now, I mean, is really just put the time in to read. And then, you know, cross-reference everything you see. Double-check it. And I'm telling you, 9/11, you know, much like many of these other events, is just totally scripted. It was totally scripted and staged. And there's a lot of other evidence backing this up. I mean, we talked about how the jumpers were staged by the people on the 91st floor. Now, remember, guys, these people just months before 9/11 did the exact same thing the jumpers did from the same area. You know what I mean? Like, walked out the window, waved a shirt around. Everything was the same, okay? They were staging the jumpers. They were. And the same floors that they told you were hollow, you know, the occupancy report is telling you people are there. And we have pictures of the towers being hollow in 1972. And you can see right through the building, guys. You can see right through the building, guys. Okay? And people might say, oh, well, the building's still being built. Yada, 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 yada. Well, that's where the other picture comes into play. I mean, we have a picture from 1978, okay, of the hollow towers, where you can still see through the towers. Okay, we're being told by the occupancy that there's companies on these floors that you can see are hollow, All right. And the only way this is being blocked out and people aren't seeing that the whole building is still mostly hollow is they built this elaborate shutter system. And you can see the shutter system. You can see where it stops halfway up the side of the building, guys. I mean, you can see this with your own eyes. Like I said, guys, you know, anybody that's new to this research, I mean, the best place to look for, to further upon this would be at Let's Roll Forums, letsrollforums.com. On our website, though, thelastamerican.org, thelastamerican.org, in the blog section, okay, that's where we're going to upload pictures and links and videos before some shows. As soon as I get off here, for you guys that want to look at some of this stuff, I'm going to throw a bunch of great pictures in there for you guys, okay? So be sure to check the blog in about an hour from now, and there's going to be some great stuff for you guys to research in there. I'll put some of these videos in there that I'm talking about. I'll put some of these pictures up there. I'll give you a couple links back to Phil's site with some of the information that you might want to look at. Like, you can, Phil, along with some other people at the forum, okay, they went and got, you know, FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act, on a lot of these issues, and, you know, they got an occupancy report. And, you know, not to say that that thing's not fudged, but, I mean, it just totally contradicts a lot of things, and you can see that you know, they're telling people that these buildings are so busy and packed when, in fact, they are mostly hollow. And they were, guys. You know, we were just talking about the victims and the EXIF data. Then we were talking about the parents, okay? I want to talk about, you know, those same parents, their children. If you look, you know, there's photoshopping done on their kids' photos, okay? Now, I know you've probably heard a lot of people running around saying, oh, everything's fake, or this is fake, or Photoshop this, or maybe you haven't even heard that. But, I mean, this is real, guys. And I don't expect you to learn it overnight. But go examine this stuff for yourself. You'll see the errors. Blow up some of the pictures from the... I heard Michael and Phil talking the other night about, you know, one of the jumpers, and, you know, they blew up the picture. They saw the pixelation in it. They knew that it was Photoshopped. This is the type of work you got to do, guys. This isn't going to be handed to you. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about they faked this whole thing. You don't think, I mean, they've got unlimited money. They're backing this up. They're covering their tracks the best they can. This isn't going to be easy. You think somebody can hand it to you on a silver platter, guys? I mean, come on. Sum it up for me? No. It's a lot of research, guys. It is. Even after you get the right information, like when I got to Let's Roll Forums, there's still a lot of research. Even when the groundwork's laid out, I mean, there's so much stuff you got to read. You do. I'm not expecting you to believe it overnight. But don't tell me I'm wrong when you haven't looked yet. You guys don't understand. I will bet my life on it. I mean, everybody that's talking about this will. We know this is what happened. We're not crazy. We're not loony. Guys, we've got piles and piles and piles and piles of evidence, more than Dr. Stephen Jones ever had of thermite evidence, okay? All those stories you heard about the power downs, about the ground zero workers getting sick. Guys, these are all bullcrap stories to get you chasing rabbit tails to make the story more believable. That's all they were doing. They were backing it up with all these other side stories, guys. All these side stories and you know, explosions in the basement pushed me up and all this. It's all bogus. It was all there to keep you distracted. Everybody was so busy fighting over who did this, nobody ever looked to see if it was done, okay? And that's the bottom line. You guys heard me say that before, and that's the truth. Everybody was so busy fighting over who did it, nobody even looked to see if it was done. And as a matter of fact, the thing was a whole fraud. And this answers so many questions, guys. Guys, now we don't have to answer what happened to the planes and all these other stupid questions. Guys, there were no friggin' planes. I mean, come on. Those planes never took off from the airport that day. Yeah, there were planes at airports. I mean, that's about it. Those people we believed were on those flights were not on those flights. Those flights did not leave and crash into anything, okay? Now, this is the other part of this. You know, it ties up so much, guys. I don't mean to jump all over the place, but I want to kind of pick apart the story we've been told by the truth community a little bit. And we were so busy chasing these rabbit tails. How about the one where... Oh, yeah, maybe the planes landed in L.A. and swapped out the passengers and bomb threat and this and that and locked down the... Guys, those are all bullcrap stories, guys. All these crazy nonsense stories about the planes and what happened to them and this, that, and the other thing, guys. That's all nonsense. It's all nonsense, all meant to distract you. Guys, you know, in 5 minutes, right now, 5 minutes, I'm going to run this thing down. So ready? 5 minutes, we're going to run it down. 9/11 was not a terrorist attack. Guys, it was a Hollywood scripted staged event. It was a movie. No, it was not a combination of both. Maybe in the beginning when I first started finding out this information, I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it could be a combination of both. Maybe they added to the death toll by adding these jumpers and stuff. You know, once you get so far down the research, you guys will know. Guys, you know, one of the main things they want here, guys, is control, okay? They lose control once you kill 3,000 people. They do. They lose control. Once people start to talk, it snowballs. The whole country is fired up by it. I mean, they could totally lose control over it, and that's not something they want to do. Why would they kill any of these people if they don't have to and they can get the same agenda through? And that's exactly what they did. They got the exact same agenda through. They still went to Iraq. They still went to Afghanistan. They're still going to go anywhere else they want to go. Libya, Yemen, Iran, whatever they want to do. They're going to do it. They're going to steal everybody's oils. They're going to try and suppress us for our rights. They're going to try and track us. They're going to try and put in a world financial system. See, all these things come about from 9/11, guys. Okay? All of them get it was like 9/11 was like the nitrous charge for the race car, okay? Of the world government and everything else. And, you know, that's why you guys got to help us. You guys got to help us get this message out. This thing was a movie, guys. It was. I want you guys to do some more research on it. I even wrote like a 35-page paper on this before I met Phil and everybody else at Let's Roll. A lot of it based off their information and off another site too. And some other digging I did and my personal experiences with the truth movement and everything. And I'm going to post that up in the blog later. I want you guys to read that. There might be a couple, you know, numerical errors or something maybe in there because I didn't have all the information at first. But for the most part, I mean, it's rock solid. And it's got tons of pictures and links and everything kind of breaking this whole story down. I know if you haven't heard this before, it's a real lot to take in. I wasn't even planning on doing, you know, a whole hour of it here. A couple other things I want to touch on it while we're talking, guys, though, is how the whole thing was a deception, guys. Even, guys, listen to this. Even the buildings themselves, being these busy office buildings, were a deception. They were never busier than, like, you know, 30-35% capacity, okay? Then, you know, on the occupancy report, they want us to believe that, you know, in 2000 and 2001, occupancy shot up to 95%. And that's just absurd, and we know that's absurd, and we know why they did that, okay? The thing is, guys, these buildings were built to be knocked down on 9/11. Now, I don't know if they had the date picked out, but they were built to be knocked down in a fake terror attack to, you know, invade other countries, yada, 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 yada. And they were. And they did. And it was a 30-year plan, guys. 30-year plan. And I just want to go over real quick how they were able to pull some of this off, guys. And it's really kind of, it's genius, yet simple. Guys, they built a subway into the basement of the World Trade Center. Subway station, you know, 400,000 people a day come through there. That's almost 500,000 a day come through that stop, okay? And what time do people take the subway, guys? That's right. The same time people would be in an office building, right? Rush hour, in and out of the office building. I mean, it was genius. They took an observation deck, and they took a Windows on the World restaurant. They put those up at the top of the towers, and that keeps foot traffic up and down, in and out. And they had a few businesses, not many, and they were all moved out by 9/11. Guys, I know it's hard to fathom that, you know, it's all fake, and there were no victims. Nobody died on 9/11, and the buildings were hollow, but it makes more sense than everything you're trying to tell me, guys. It does. And then it's provable. Go look at the evidence, okay? Don't tell me I'm wrong till you dig. You got to dig at least as far as I dig to tell me I'm wrong, okay? Don't just listen to me for an hour and tell me I'm wrong, all right? Don't just browse over a couple things and tell me I'm wrong. Put at least a week into it, guys, for real. Put a week into it now knowing what you know, what I've told you, knowing where to look. You'll see I'm not bullcrapping about anything. Everybody needs to know this. Okay, guys, everybody needs to know this. A couple other things I wanted to touch on about it What else did I want to touch on? Well, yeah, the other thing with the firefighters too, guys, is, you know, they did some great work over at the forum on the firehouses these guys died in and stuff, and how many firefighters died at once. We're supposed to believe that, you know, never in the history of the world has a steel frame building ever collapsed, but on that day that three of them did, right? Well, so if it's never happened, then the firefighters aren't expecting it to happen, right? Exactly. They're not. They're not expecting it to happen. It's never happened in the history of the world. But yet, we have groups of firefighters that die like one at a time, two at a time. No, man, they'd all die in teams. Because it'd be unexpected. They die a whole bunch of them at once. You know, just the whole thing. The whole thing's a fraud. And, you know, everybody has their story about how they had a friend that died in there, right? And then when you ask them, well, hey, what's your friend's name? What do they say? Oh, well, you know, it's not my friend, it's my cousin's friend. But you're being real disrespectful. Well, what's your cousin's friend's name? Oh, you know, I'll find out for you. And that's how it goes, guys. Well, people that say they saw the plane, they didn't see the plane. They saw it on TV. They like to say they saw it because they were in New York and they don't want to say they were the ones that missed it, right? And they start to believe it after a while. And they just say it, say it, say it, and say it. For those of you that are new to all the 9/11 research, like totally, I mean, that's a good place to start is the second plane. I mean, look at the manipulated images of that. I mean, that thing is it's an obvious hoax, guys. Now it all makes sense. It's really a little bit of a relief in the sense that knowing you kind of know, you know for a fact now you're on the right trail. I mean, you do. When Phil and Larry and everybody started digging up the EXIF data on these pictures, CNN started taking the pictures down from the memorial. So they knew they were on the right track. You know what I mean? And that remains today. They took a lot of pictures down because they know people are looking at that information. And they know they messed up. You know, if you guys spend a few days looking at the video of 9/11, go and look at some of the official video that came out. You'll see so much stuff going on that shows you that that's not a real image you're looking at. It's not a live shot. I mean, from the leaning tower of Empire, the Empire State Building is like leaning like the Tower of Pisa, to images where New York looks like a cartoon, to other images where buildings walk six blocks, buildings, bridges walk in the background. Tower 7 disappears off the screen when the South Tower collapses on Fox. All types of stuff. It's all a fraud. And it all makes sense now. It all does. And the one, we got 2 minutes left, guys. I'm going to wrap it up with this. Listen, the way they were able to pay these people, guys, is these funds. They had over $40 billion in the victim and the business compensation funds. And, you know, with that money, guys, just think about it. They could literally pay, you know, 800 different actors $1 million a year for 50 years to never be in anything else. Think about it. You're not going to get big name actors. Because obviously people recognize him, right? So all these people to play in this 9/11 movie are no-name actors. They never made $1 million. So now you're going to guarantee them $1 million for life? I mean, 50 years from the government to just play this role? I'd say you wouldn't have a hard time finding 800 people to do that at all. And guys, when I say answer the unanswered questions of 9/11, how about, you know, how were they able to keep it quiet? Well, because nobody died. It was a movie. Right? Especially the military types. You go to them with this plan, you tell them Americans aren't going to die, even though what we're doing is totally wrong overseas. A lot of those military types are going to go along with it, aren't they? I know you guys know what I'm saying makes a lot of sense. I want you guys to research it. Guys, take down this website. Let'sRollForums.com. Okay? That is the leading website for this research, and it's one of the only couple that's even talking about it anywhere in the world. The alternative media will not touch this. This is our job now. We are the new media. We are the only ones putting this message out. Actually, you know, we're going out on a few shows, guys. I do want to plug that other show real quick. Don't forget, this Friday night, I'm going to be on the Kevin Smith Show. Google Kevin Smith. He's got a large audience, national audience. He's going to interview me on the Hollow Towers and this information. You should catch up before then. Learn about this stuff. Check back in with our blog in a little bit on our website. There'll be some great links and pictures and stuff in there. In the meantime, check Let's Roll Forums. We're going to have Michael Damon coming up soon. We'll make an announcement real soon. I don't know if he's going to come up in a few minutes or in like an hour or two. I got to talk with him. I believe he is going to do a show today, though, guys. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time at 12 noon. All right, I want to thank everybody. You've been listening to The Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.
Be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American. Whew.